Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Severe weather conditions experienced of late. We're all well aware of the flooding in the Eastern Cape. There have also been tornadoes in KZN and snow in Barkly East, heavy snow. Our weather guru, Garth Sampson, joins us now to discuss these phenomenons. Garth, thank you very much for your time. Mother Nature has been angry the last while.
Well, I don't think it's so much angry. For us here in the Eastern Cape, I think very, very happy over the weekend. We ran a bit of a competition on my Weather Guru page, and we had all the old people do the Weather Guru pose in the rain. That's how much we appreciate rain here in the Eastern Cape because of our ongoing drought. Besides the matter, this weekend we saw the first intense cutoff low of our winter season coming over the area. Unfortunately, it was a good rise over the Long Kloof, where we recorded, on average, well over 50 millimetres over most of the area, and many places like Asikhaanos, 138 millimetres, and Gerena, 128 millimetres, which is fantastic for the dams. But we also saw these embedded thunderstorms coming over the Karisha Yutnag area, resulting in some serious flooding, and yes, it turned into a disaster zone. That is what I've always warned, the downside of these cut-off lows. But then again, over KwaZulu-Natal, we saw these tornadoes and the like. I actually went and looked it up and decided, is this normal for this time of year? Have we ever had a tornado so late in the year? And yes, we have had in the 6th, 7th, and even the 8th month, we've had tornadoes, but they've been more over the interior, and I cannot find one in the KwaZulu-Natal area in the autumn-winter months. So yes, we've had very, very strange. The freezing levels dropped very considerably, which was basically a very cold system, and that is why we got snow on all the high ground.
What does winter hold in store? Do you forecast a colder winter than normal, just a standard winter? What do you anticipate?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm cursed with the seasonal forecast because I've become colorblind. Because when I look at that thing, it's always brown. I want to see a green one, but it's still persisting for below average rainfall for the winter. Maybe this is the first and the last good rain we're going to have. And that is why, you know, the officials, when they talk about water restrictions, they're going to err on the side of caution. And it all depends on how much water is going to flow to that Impofu Dam. Because at the moment, the Kharib Dam is our lifeline, is also dropping very sharply. And we are moving into winter months. So with this forecast of below average rainfall and above average temperature for winter, it does not bode well with everybody.
Garth, can you give us an idea of some of those rainfall figures, just so that we can get an idea of what we're looking at? We saw on social media, we saw some incredibly disturbing footage, videos as well as photographs of flood damage. People have been affected in low-lying areas, particularly in Karicha and the Seaview areas. But as you said, it's a good news story as far as the dams go. Give us an idea of some of the more impressive numbers that you've recorded.
Well, the Yutnag areas, they had between 200 and 300 millimetres. Now, the big problem with the Yutnag-Karisha area is that rainfall came down over a very, very short period. So the stormwater drains, etc., couldn't handle it. But forewarning is, remember, we had double of that in 4 hours in 1968. There was less population, less cement. So, yeah, we this could be a warning to get our house in order. We had some, on the 1st and 2nd, we had 100 millimetres in total, and Asikhaanos bringing their total to 138 millimetres. In the Heights just before Umatina was 110 millimetres. Kavena was between 120 and 130 millimetres. I want to say kilometres. Krakiel at 112. And Umatina Tuerefina, that's just right by Umatina, at 110 millimetres. This is definitely going to put runoff towards our dams, more especially the Churchill and the Balfour Dam. It's not going to take much to top that Coker Dam.
We'll leave it there. Our weather guru, Garth Sampson, as always, available to us on Behind the Herald Headlines. Thank you for your insight and your expertise, sir. Have a good day.
You too, Darren.
The Gift of the Givers are in Gqeberha, Nelson Mandela Bay today to assist rescue efforts, people who've been displaced by the recent floods in Uitenhage, Dispatch and surrounding areas. Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, old friend, joining us and once again providing much needed assistance. Doc, thank you very much for your time. You're at the Gqeberha Community Centre at the moment, I understand. Give us an idea of what's going on there and what sort of relief you're providing.
Lots of excitement here, especially the old people coming as I'm speaking to you right now. The distribution has commenced. The old people are coming in first. Each one is getting a blanket. They've been very, very cold in some centers. We're supporting 12 centers in the city and Gqeberha. So in quite a few areas, you know, they have had no mattresses. They've been sleeping on the cold floor very patiently. So in the meantime, and there's a shortage of mattresses right now. So we managed to give them blankets, which they gratefully have taken. And as they walk in the queue, they get a blanket. They get a whole hygiene pack with detergents and soap, body wash, hand wash. And from there, they move on. They get bread and a hot meal. There's also drinking water available, which is provided at all the centers. And in addition to that, outside what's going on in the distribution, the water tank is going to various areas, providing water in the streets. So these are the most important items. And then in certain areas, we're bringing in sanitary pads, diapers, new clothing. That's not given out as a standard because there's not more children in the queue. So that's taken to the centers itself. And those are the most important things right now. We've been helping more than about 3,500 people on a daily basis in the various centers inside Gqeberha, but all, and that includes the distance that you had mentioned at Gqeberha. In East London, we're looking after just over 3,000 families. And unfortunately, it's getting worse there. They've had heavy rains, 100% rains again, and more people are evacuated, and more people require assistance. And in the other part of the Eastern Cape, in Tokuno, we receive information now that 500 families are affected. So East London, Buffalo City Municipality, and Kuno are the hotspots right now. In the city, things are sort of settling down. We've got everything under control. And no, of course, we need more food for the people. We need the mattresses, which we can't find. And we're trying to source those items. But people are very cold on the floors.
We really appreciate you and all the great work that you always do. Thanks for being readily available. Thank you, you and the Gift of the Givers organization. And Doc, I know you're very, very busy. You've done us a big favor by being available for a few minutes. Thank you for joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines.
Thanks a lot. It's a pleasure.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.